Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave Forrest reporting a step toward normality in San Bernardino. Thousands of government workers in Bernardino, California, went back to work Monday, just days after a married couple opened fire on an office holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding one. Local officials said there would be increased security in the area. In a revised address from the Oval Office late Sunday, President Barack Obama said the two killers had gone what he called the dark path of radicalization. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violating the Constitution or federal law.
That probe follows the recent release of a video of a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities' position, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 40. The results are a major setback for the long-dominant socialists who have led the country for 16 years. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president's Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing followed talks between the two.